Okay, next in our meeting, I would like to ask Professor Ranjan Kari, who is the chair of the Department of Management and chair of the Executive Committee of the Springfield Campus Senate, to present the faculty report today.
Morning, everyone. Morning. Thank you, Chairman Kari, President Killeen, trustees, colleagues, and guests. I'm representing the University Senate's conference today, and it's my pleasure to provide you with a brief review of faculty numbers, challenges, and some points of excellence. So if you just look at the numbers, of the focuses on tenure system faculty numbers, that's the distribution of the three ranks, full professor, associate professor, and assistant professor at each campus. You'll see that UIUC has the most number of full professors, 46% of their faculty, and UIC has 31%, and UIS has 10% as full professors. And at the associate level, you have about 27% of UIUC faculty are associate level, 34% UIC, and 59% is UIS. Just as a comparison with tenure system versus non-tenure track faculty, there's been an increase of 5% over 10 years in the number of non-tenure track faculty. And that's a distribution of the number of non-tenure track faculty in different universities. The total is about 44% of total faculty are non-tenure track. In terms of gender balance in the tenure system, there's been a gradual increase, 3 to 5% over 10 years, with number of female faculty percentage-wise is 35% at Champaign, 41% at Chicago, and 44% at UIS. We looked at some diversity numbers. There's been a growth in Hispanic faculty, about 24% in 10 years, and Asian faculty, 29% over 10 years. And there's been a slight decline in African-American faculty of 2% over 10 years. In terms of student count, there's been a 3% increase in the last year and about 7% over the last 5 years, with a system-wide current enrollment of 83,700 students. In the meantime, there's been no increase in faculty count over the last year and about 2% over the last 5 years. The increase is more than accounted by non-tenure system clinical faculty, that is non-research and non-teaching faculty in Chicago alone. And in terms of average salaries, we looked at the increase or decrease relative to 2013 inflation-adjusted dollars. We can see that full professors in Urbana are about 2% below their inflation-adjusted levels from 2013. Full professors in Springfield are down by 4%. Full professors in Chicago are up. Associate professors at Urbana are up a few percent. And Chicago faculty are also up. And you can see that in Springfield, associate professors are down and assistant professors are slightly up. Interestingly, the differences across categories and the increase in some categories may relate to the unionization of certain groups of faculty at the various universities, although that's just a conjecture. In terms of issues that we look at, the retirement benefit scenario, if you look at tenure track faculty, it is at an interesting inflection point. Among tenured faculty, the number of tier one members, that is traditional and portable, exceeds the number of tier two members by a factor of more than 10 to 1. But among not yet tenured, that is untenured faculty, the number of tier two members exceeds the number of tier one members by a factor of about 4:1. So it may be that while the role of the more generous retirement benefits is to partially offset the depressed salaries that we saw up there. Of the senior faculty, we are at a point when the Tier 2 members will rapidly begin moving into the senior ranks where the salaries are less competitive, thus creating an emerging potential retention crisis. So in sum, in addition to increasing the number of faculty, as President Killeen mentioned, at the distinguished and assistant level, retention and morale of existing faculty across the system needs some specific attention to avoid a two-class system among faculty. So if you want to reflect a little bit more, there are other challenges, such as the shift to Tier 2 retirement completely with more changes to come. There are possible changes to health benefits, potential future budget impasse effects on the facilities. So typical UI system faculty members might therefore be faced with the following scenarios. Let's say a newly promoted full professor in Urbana at the peak of her career as a teacher and scholar is now teaching classes of, say, 50 students instead of 45. Her research group is growing, contributing to the steady increase in grant dollars coming into the university, despite the fact that federal research funding has been flat for years. And she's earning 2% less than she would have earned had she been at the same point in her career 5 years ago. Or an assistant professor with his lab up and running and with a long career ahead of him will soon go through his tenure evaluation after the university has invested for 5 years in his research group through lab renovations and reduced teaching responsibilities, which are expected to increase next year. He has received multiple offers from peer institutions. His salary has been competitive so far, but his retirement plan is less generous than any other plans among peer institutions. And with 30 productive years ahead of him, he has an opportunity to make up this difference. So these are kind of illustrations to see how we might end up with a retention crisis.
Can I ask a question about that chart on the bottom right? Can you explain that Tier 1, Tier 2 SMP percentages a little bit more? So what is SMP again?
SMP is self-managed plan.
Okay.
So Tier 1 is the traditional system, which is not available anymore.
Right.
Tier 2 is the current one.
Right.
So Tier 1 is what most senior faculty have, and that's a very generous retirement benefit, at least.
So why don't the three add up to 100%? I'm not sure I understand.
All of them?
They do add up to 100.
All of them do.
15, 18.
Oh, okay. So
all of them were probably.
Oh, so untenured is of the total. In
yes.
other words, it's not untenured should add up to 100.
No, no.
Got it. So it's tenured in Tier 1 are 43.
Yeah.
Tenured in Tier 2 are 4%.
Yeah.
So does that mean that most tenured are choosing SMP now instead of Tier 2? Is that a choice or is that a requirement?
It's a choice.
It's a choice.
The choice. Okay. Thank you.
Because self-managed is the most portable, easy. You know?
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's
and yet, it's good to see some really positive aspects with respect to faculty. So I'll go over some faculty superlatives. Here is a picture of Girish Chaudhary, who's a young assistant professor in agricultural and bioengineering at UIUC, researching aerial and ground robots, machine learning for managing agricultural tasks. So UI system is a destination for top students from around the world and more in-state students than our peers. Faculty-led innovations contribute to about $14 billion annual impact on the Illinois economy. Approximately $1 billion research funding secured by faculty. At UIUC, they are first in the U.S. in NSF grant and NEH grants. And this is important because they've been able to maintain their number one position despite flat funding from both sources. UIC has the highest research expenditure of all Hispanic-serving institutions east of Mississippi. Here you see Professor Tammy Bond, who is the Nathan Newmark Distinguished Professor, Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at UIUC. He's also a MacArthur Foundation Fellow, measuring effects of black carbon or soot. We are leaders in creating educational opportunities for our students. At UIS, 57% of faculty teach at least one online class. That helps us, you know, be the leaders in online education as well. At UIC College of Medicine, it is the largest and most diverse medical school in the U.S. UIC is first in underrepresented faculty among Big Ten. Among peer institutions, IBHE peer institutions, UIC is first in underrepresented full-time tenure system faculty. At UIS, we're 13th in underrepresented full-time tenure system faculty among peer institutions. A few faculty highlights from Champaign, UIUC. You have Professor Pinchen Huang, who is a Sloan Research Fellow, Material Science and Engineering, Understanding Materials One at a Time. We have Professor Barbara Fies, who's a Human Development Family Studies PhD from University of Illinois at Chicago, Preventing Childhood Obesity Starting at Birth. At UIS, we have Lane Morse, who is selected as the Apple Distinguished Educator. Marcel Yoder is the 2017 Dr. Dave Pariser Faculty Mentor Award recipient of the NCAA. Tiffany Saunders is the 2017 Staff Volunteer of the Year for Central Illinois. We have some important faculty from UIC who are currently in the news. Jan Kitajewski, Professor of Physiology and Biophysics, wins Major Department of Defense Award to test treatment for triple negative breast cancer, shown here with Naich Adler. Dawood Darbar, Professor of Medicine and Chief of Cardiology, and Dawood Darbar and colleagues turn stem cells into atrial cells to study atrial fibrillation. That's the end. I would like to thank several offices at the system level, Champaign, Chicago, and Springfield, for providing the data for us to present this for your information. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor Kari. Any questions or comments?
Yeah, I have a question. Slide number 2, please. This should be one more.
Yeah, this one? Oh, no, before that.
Okay. Yeah, so like under like the faculty diversity, like is there like rationale or reasoning why you see like growth in the other two populations and decline in African American? And then is there any preventative measures to kind of help prevent the numbers to continue to decline?
Yeah, we didn't do any in-depth study to see the causes. This is just a picture. I think this will provide impetus to further examine these numbers by various constituencies in the system to see where the problems are or where the opportunities are. Yeah, so this is just analysis of the numbers, yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, Professor.
Thank you.